Tony, was looking good at half time. We went 2-1 up, but wasn't to be today.
Yeah, I think football can be turned on an instant, really, and it was pleasing to be 2-1 up at half time. I'd imagine there's a few people getting excited, but we're a small sort of problem of playing the league leaders who've got huge resources, and we had 45 minutes to try and hang on, and whilst we had a game plan second half, it didn't start particularly well, because within 3-4 minutes we're 2-2, and that's frustrating, but football can just turn on a knife's edge, and we had a great chance to go 3-2 up. I'm not sure still how the ball didn't go in, or the lads claim it had gone in, and then they go out the other end and score, and it's cruel sometimes, and then we made a couple of sort of poor mistakes which ultimately cost us the game.
So this year is over now. It's probably a year that you're quite happy to put to bed, but what positives will you take into a new year?
Bizarrely, I've really enjoyed it, and I know football's a results business, I get all that, but we've learned an awful lot about the team, the group, where we are, where we need to get to, what we can do to try and develop ourselves and in an ever challenging and ever changing league. And you saw today a team that have got huge resources with regards to paying big money for players and sort of trying to get themselves out of the league against a team with very little away resources, and we're not a million miles from them, and that's really pleasing. But ultimately it's been a great challenging year, when you look back to a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people want to stick the knives in here and there, but generally the loyal fan base of GFC and 700 plus people turn out at Foots Lane and see us get a win and sell lots of merchandise for Christmas presents. It shows that the club is here and very much in a strong position, and I think people are very aware of this is not a short term project. We've got to keep fighting. We have our own unique challenges, But in 2-3 years' time, as long as we can keep it going, then there's going to be some real positive steps made. Now, those first steps are starting like this year. It's just people probably aren't realising it. We realise it. We're building to that. And I can see in 3-4 years' time, lots of success coming back to us and people enjoying some moments, and they thought, well, where's that come from? But the building blocks are in place now, and we're taking those steps slowly but surely.
Talking about moving towards the future, younger Jordan Kelly played today. He's in line to have a few more appearances over the next few games. Conceded 5, but put in a good performance.
Yeah, I mean, he a couple of decisions he'll probably be disappointed with, but ultimately he did very, very well again in a pressured situation. And you look at him, you look at Tom Dodds again, Charlton Govine coming on, not looking out of place. Very, very young team today. Liam Mahon again, I thought was outstanding. Dell just continues to be Mr. Consistent. Matt Loring at, was he 25 or something like that? And he just looks the senior pro. And so we've got a real young group, and the senior players are now enjoying that leadership role. And so it's a transitional situation, but as I said, lots of positives there.
And finally, two home games coming up now. They're tough games, but two games you look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to try and get two positive results, however that may be. And Corinthian Casuals on Friday is going to be a real tough game, and hopefully we can get some supporters there to see us through, because they really do make a difference. I've said that before, but I don't think they realise how much that they can give us a boost when we really need it. And if you're looking past that game to South Park, that's a classic 6-pointer. So we've got to get some positive points and positive results out of these next two games, particularly being a home game.